Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, October 4th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Western Digital. Leading off today, 1 week after the release of the iPhone 13 and iOS 15, Apple is rolling out a bug fix update with some notable improvements. iOS 15.0.1 is now rolling out with a fix for the unlock with Apple Watch bug and more. The most notable fix here is that unlock with Apple Watch bug fix. As we talked about last week, Apple acknowledged this issue in a support document and promised that a fix would come soon. The issue was that on the iPhone 13, some Apple Watch users might see an error message saying unable to communicate with Apple Watch if they tried to use the unlock with Apple Watch feature while wearing a face mask. At the time, Apple's only solution was to disable the feature completely and rely on your passcode instead. iOS 15.0.1, however, restores this feature to the iPhone 13, so you can head back into the Settings app and enable it to take full advantage of Face ID even when wearing a mask. Apple also says that iOS 15.0.1 fixes an issue where the Settings application could incorrectly display an alert saying your storage is full, and fixes a few bugs with Apple Fitness Plus. You can update your iPhone or iPad to iOS 15.0.1 or iPadOS 15.0.1 by going to the Settings application, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. In other news today, while reports had suggested that Apple was planning to release an iPad Air with an OLED display sometime next year, that no longer appears to be the case. According to a new investor note from reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, Apple now intends to stick with LCD technology in the iPad Air in 2022. Kuo reported on Apple's plans to transition the iPad Air to OLED back in March, explaining that mini LED would be reserved for the higher-end iPad Pro devices because of its higher price and its better protection against burn-in. OLED is cheaper than mini LED, which is why Apple had planned to bring it down to the more affordable iPad Air. But now Kuo says that the company has canceled its plans to launch an OLED iPad Air in 2022 because the performance and cost could not meet Apple's requirements. The company, however, does expect that Apple will still launch an 11-inch iPad Pro that uses mini LED sometime next year. Kuo also says that lighter, thinner, and foldable designs are the major long-term trends for tablet-type products over the next 3 to 5 years, and that Apple is continuing to invest in and develop new display technologies for its iPad lineup, but more details are unclear. So to recap, in 2022, we can expect an iPad Air that uses LCD technology and a new 11-inch iPad Pro with mini LED, alongside a MacBook Air that also uses mini LED. We are sponsored this week by Western Digital. We've teamed up with Western Digital to give away Apple's newest M1 iMac and to offer our listeners some special deals on the latest My Passport SSDs. Western Digital's new My Passport SSDs feature read speeds of up to 1,050 megabytes per second and write speeds of up to 1,000 megabytes per second. These speeds allow you to manage your files quickly from anywhere. They also include password protection with hardware encryption, along with simple backup software to get your important files into your cloud service account or to your Time Machine backup. The latest lineup features a sleek and durable metal design and a selection of new colors to match your device. They also offer shock and vibration resistance as well as protection from drops up to 6.5 feet. For a limited time, you can get notable deals on a selection of Western Digital's My Passport SSDs, including 1TB and 2TB models, in a range of colors. Hit the link in the show notes to find out how and to enter the iMac giveaway. Rounding out today, now that the iPhone 13 and the Apple Watch Series 7 have officially been announced, attention has shifted to Apple's highly anticipated MacBook Pro update that has been rumored for the better part of 2021. Bloomberg reported over the weekend that the first M1X Macs are still on track for this year. Bloomberg says that the M1X chip is still on tap for 2021 and will first show up in new MacBook Pro models sometime in the next month. The new chip is also expected to make its way to a higher-end Mac Mini at some point in the future, but it's unclear if that product will be ready for 2021. Bloomberg goes on to say that the M1X has been developed in two different variations. Both versions of the chip feature a 10-core design with 8 performance cores and 2 high-efficiency cores. The differentiating feature between the two variations will be graphics cores, with Apple offering both 16 and 32 graphic core configurations. Bloomberg also continues to report that Apple is working on higher performance chips for a new Mac Pro, as well as an M2 chip for future MacBook Airs, iMacs, and the lower-end MacBook Pro. The new MacBook Pro lineup has been rumored for the entirety of 2021. The machines are expected to be available in 14-inch and 16-inch configurations with mini LED display technology, a redesigned chassis, an SD card slot, an HDMI port, and MagSafe for charging. Apple is also expected to remove the controversial touch bar. Bloomberg says that Apple traditionally does its major new Mac introductions in October, so we could be looking at a special event sometime in the next few weeks to announce the new MacBook Pros and perhaps the new Mac Mini. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.